The Cat Who Solved Three Murders by L.T. Shearer. Read by Imogen Church. Chapter 1. The Prius slowed at the front gate, and the driver twisted around in his seat. His name was Mo, which Lulu assumed was short for Mohammed. He was in his mid-40s and had been the perfect Uber driver, offering her hand sanitizer, breath mints and bottled water before setting off from Oxford city centre and asking her what music she would like played during their journey. He had looked surprised when she had walked up with Conrad sitting on her shoulders, but if he had any objections at all to riding with a calico cat, he had kept them to himself. Conrad was standing on the seat next to Lulu, his paws up against the glass as he peered at the house in the distance. Lulu could see his reflection in the glass. The right side of his head was mainly black with a white patch around the nose and mouth, and the left side was brown and white.
"Is this it?" Mo asked. "It looks like a hotel."
"It does, doesn't it?"
"You said it was a house, but this is where the GPS is bringing me."
"Then this must be it," said Lulu.
"Sometimes the GPS is wrong."
There were two black wrought iron gates, each almost 12 feet high, and they were open. There were weathered stone turrets either side of the gate set into an 8-foot high stone wall. A tarmac driveway cut through several acres of manicured lawns, leading to a Georgian mansion with four massive chimney stacks. There were several cars and vans parked outside, and Mo was right, it definitely had the look of a hotel. Conrad twisted around and looked at Lulu.
"Meow,"
he said, and pointedly looked back at the turret on the right. There was a brass sign set into the stonework. Hepworth House.
"This is definitely it," said Lulu.
"So this is a house?"
Mo took both his hands off the steering wheel and opened his palms wide.
"For one family?"
"My friends don't have children," said Lulu.
"So just two people live here?"
He shook his head.
"Unbelievable. They must be very rich."
"I think they are now," said Lulu. Mo put his hands back on the steering wheel, turned the Prius into the driveway, and drove slowly towards the house, muttering under his breath. Lulu could understand his astonishment. The house was breathtakingly beautiful, and so big that it really didn't make sense that only two people lived there. It was a far cry from the last home that Julia and Bernard Grenville had lived in, a small terraced house in what could only be described as a deprived area of Oxford. The house was nice enough, but the area had one of the highest crime rates in the city, and during dinner at least half a dozen car alarms had gone off. But that was 6 years ago, back when Bernard was a struggling antique shop owner and Julia was working as a lab researcher. Things had taken a turn for the better since those days, clearly. Lulu and Julia had been firm friends for more than 30 years. Their paths had first crossed when Julia had been a forensic investigator while Lulu had been walking a beat in Stoke Newington. The friendship had lasted, even though Julia and her husband had left London for Oxford. The invitation to Bernard's 60th birthday party had come out of the blue, but Lulu had eagerly accepted. She had nothing pressing to do and was keen to catch up with them. Julia had mentioned that they had come into some money now that her company was about to go public, but clearly, some money was a gross understatement. Mo brought the Prius to a stop next to a gleaming white Bentley.
"Have a nice day,"
he said. He looked at the Bentley and sighed.
"Now that is a wicked car."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?